Well, for the past couple of years, the Rotary Club has been organising a young environmentalist competition, which aims to get young people to make proposals about how we solve climate change and problems like that. This year's competition has been won by a team from King's College School in Cambridge with a very impressive report. And the members of the Heron team at King's College School join me on the line now. I've got Nico, Thomas, Orla and Morgan. They're 11 and 12-year-olds from Year 7 at the King's College School. Good afternoon to you all.
Good afternoon.
I've got to say, I don't normally make notes when I do interviews. Normally I just wing it. But when I saw your report and I read through it, I thought there is so much to talk about. You've gone so in depth and to such detail about this that I've actually got a whole great long list of notes. You've created the Cambridge Climate Change Action Project, which in itself is amazing. Thomas, it highlights in your report several things, including the fact that we're right on the edge of the fen and the opportunity to use fenland sinks. Tell us a bit about that.
So fenland sinks are fenlands which are kept wet so that they keep their carbon inside of them. But if they go dry, then all the carbon gets released into the atmosphere, which is very bad.
Okay. And you've got a whole range of things within this report. That's just one example. The local press, the Cambridge Independent, have been running a whole series of things about the sort of projects you can do. Nico, tell us about some of the things that have been in the paper.
Some of the things which have been in the paper is eco seminars, which we've done online with local experts and also international experts. We've also been doing local eco challenges, which with the Cambridge Schools Eco Council, which have been to different various things. And our project right now is which grocery stores have the most plastic waste, and we're going to build a giant plastic sculpture for the top three winners. To give them or to give to their store managers to show how much plastic waste they use.
Fantastic. Now, we'll have heard in the papers and heard on the local news, you'll have heard it on Cambridge 105 radio over the past few months, the City Council and the County Councils have declared a climate emergency. I didn't realise that you were all instrumental in this, and you mentioned already there, and Nico's just mentioned the Cambridge Schools Eco Council. Orla, how did you manage to get the City and County Councils to declare a climate emergency, and what's the Cambridge Schools Eco Council? How many schools were involved in that?
So we did quite a few climate marches with the school to raise awareness, and we involved other schools in it as well. We also have quite a few eco councils in schools, over 30 eco councils in the schools around Cambridge. And we have a eco council here, but because of COVID, we've had to stop running it for a little bit.
Sure, understood. It sounds extraordinary that you've managed to do all this and you're all sort of 11 and 12-year-olds, forgive me, but, you know, you've got the whole of your lives ahead of you. You've barely started. Morgan, you're even talking about going up to the COP26 conference in Glasgow.
Yes.
Okay, what would you do if you were up there? You've applied to go along there. You've put your work into the COP26 plans.
We decided it would be best for us to go to COP26 to make a speech to raise awareness about the climate emergency going on in our world that needs to be fixed.
That just sounds extraordinary. Right, now you've won the local competition here in Cambridge, you've won the district competition in East Anglia, and you're now heading off to the national finals of the Rotary Young Environmentalist competition. It's incredible work. I'm hoping you're not all going to let this go to waste, if you'll excuse the expression, if you excuse the pun. Are all of you looking, or any of you looking to have a career in looking at this climate emergency?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm interested in to become a international lawyer in the climate, as probably a future job.
Well, I think you do a great job if you do it. That sounds amazing. Good luck. Well done on winning the competition so far locally and at district level. Good luck in the national competitions. When do you know when they are? Don't worry, if you don't, I'll find out. Okay, so yeah, good luck in the national competitions. Fingers crossed that you do a great job. If people want a copy of your report, is this the sort of thing we can get a hold of a copy of?
Probably. It will probably be organised onto the Cambridge Schools Eco Council website, where you can see most of this work. We'll have to check though.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure.
Fantastic. Well, listen, well done to all four of you. It's been inspirational to read your report and to hear about the work you're doing. It's people like you that are going to finally get this problem sorted for us. So for now, Nico, Thomas, Orla and Morgan, thank you very much indeed for talking to me today.
Thank you.